This is tape number 3 of Cypress, Big Cypress number 1, starting at 15:10:29.
The part. Does it take when? Is it taken?
We can match it up with that, oh. So we can hear what's on here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
15:13:47.
She's saying that we have on this tape as a cooking part and how to take care of your home on this part. We have three generation there, and she's the oldest generation, and the lady in the pink is the next one, and the lady in blue and I are the Carol are in another generation. So she's saying that she had been sick, but today she's feeling a little bit better, and sometimes when she does teach us, she always like to be in good health, but she is going to teach what she can tell today and what she was taught in her generation. And her part of us was almost same as ours was, but she has more to it because since she's an Indian medicine, in which we look up to her, is a very wise woman, and I have a great knowledge, which every year she always liked to share it with us, and that knowledge. And she is saying that when you have children, you teach them how to grow up and learning learning how to take care of your home, and how to keep evil things from ending your home, how to prevent them. And she's gonna share that knowledge, a little bit of that knowledge with us. And she said, when you married, you want to, not only when you become a mother and a woman and a wife, is three things that the knowledge you should know is that you must be able to help people and be dependable and be good. And one another thing is, when you have people come and visit you, whatever you have, cook them and share it with them, and be kind to them when they need help. Then the people will recognize you as a nice person and good person, also a good wife, because your ways and how the things you do is telling you what kind of wife or what kind of woman or what kind of mother you are. So that is three things you must learn. And I will start telling you what I was taught, and that's all my life. This is the knowledge that I had carried with me till up today. And I always try to be that person, that kind of person. But since I'm getting old and I'm not getting in good health, but I still have that knowledge, which I will share with you. And she's going to start now.
Want me to turn that off?
Yeah, you can.
One more?
Just, no, go tell you get old. Oh, nah, yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
I was good.
Mitty is talking about the limits as a being a girl and also being a woman and also being a wife and a mother and teaching your children what you have learned. You must pass it on to your children. And another part of that she learned was that recognize your people. Also, recognize your own claim. I said 7 claims, but there are 8 because I missed one the other day. There are 8 claims, and you must teach your children. She is a bird claim, And she must teach her children that the bird, when she sees the bird claim, she says, this is a bird claim, this is your relative. But when she sees the other claim, like otter, bear, or panther, you tell them what claim they are, and also you have to respect their claim that you must never try to, what we would say is, try to use them or put them down. That's one thing you must never do to your other claim, which you should have respect for another claim, as same as you respect and love your own. But you must teach your children what claim they are, and what you should be doing with your claim is love your claim. And a lot of claims, some of those claims has a big claim. So you must teach them who your claims are and who your people are. That's what she's saying. And go ahead and... Okay. Let's finish. Minute. She's stopping there. She says,
15:17:28.
She made it saying that. As far as respecting her claims and another her claim, another claim, and her people, was that if you're a wife and a mother and also a woman, and your place is no beyond than where you get your water, where you gather your corns, and grind your corn. Part of your duty is grind your corns to make safki, and pick vegetables, and also dry vegetables is part of your duty to harvest and to feed your family. And if you're a young lady before you were married, even if you're going to visit, go visit another place somewhere you can go. But when it comes time in the evening, your place is home, and where you have to far going for your husband and for your children. And also, she's saying that if you have children in your home, and your uncle or your brother or your cousin on the man's side come to your home, and you should offer them something to eat, and tell your children who he is. And back those days, I remember a lot of times at the camp, our uncles or our great uncles, our mother's cousins, a man's would come to our camp, then we would sit down and he would tell us a story or something, how to be and what is not to be, and what is how to be rude, not to be rude to the people, and how to be nice. And also she's saying that respect for the older people, like something. That's the main thing. Is the top list was that they taught her was that respect to the senior citizens, the older people, and they be the first one you should give something to drink or to eat, and your cousin or your uncle comes, and they would talk to them, he would talk to them, and they would learn to respect them. And also, this was a part of traditional that it's dying out, is they let you scratch them, which in our generation, I think it died out in me and Mitty's generation, where we still got the scratch mark on us, where we used to get scratched by the cousins or the uncle. But it was a part of tradition, I think, was that make us hold respect for our uncles or our great uncles. And she said, that's what I was taught. And another thing was that never let you die, let the fire die out, because that is your place to take care of it, and that is yours. That was she is saying that great men means God had left that duty in your hand to keep the fire going, and a man's place is if you got a son, his place is to go and hunt and make a garden for you and see that your home is safe places to live, and also how to be good to he must be good to your people as you are good to his people, because we are talking about two claims, marrying to each other, respect for each other. And they said that's what I was taught. She ended. Okay.
Yep. 15-20-00.
What I'm saying now is for me to tell my, I'm demonstrating cooking, but what I was taught, I had a step great grandmother who lived to be 100 and some years old, But I was a teenager then, and she taught me that that back in her days, because she is another generation of the Susie there, she would be like another fourth one, the before us. And she had taught me that you must never let your far dad out. And if you look like it's dying out, you always have that turkey fan that you must always fan it and keep the ashes going all the time. In her days, they didn't have too many matches that you start a fire with. So that was another part of thing that she told me, you must never let the far dad out. And also, your place was home and by the fire. And when you have fire going, and also, just like according to the Green Corn Dance we have, is you must never go in there and dance a certain way that what our people call a loose woman is a loose woman dance like that. So you have to, that's another part of the thing that they taught me, was how to dance firm and how to hold your body and how to use those shakers without, you know. And you will see when you go to corn dance, you will see the ladies, I am taking that for example, how you must hold your body and how you must dance. It's almost also the same thing as cooking. And as your fire going died out or something, you must be able to use your hand and how to put the pieces of wood together to keep the fire going. You must never use your feet to, you know, like slide your piece of wood in there. That is not the way you were supposed to cook. And if the other people was to come and see you do that, then they will say, we know what kind of woman she is. As Susie was saying, that it's how you perform yourself around the fire, around your home, is how you explain in yourself what kind of a mother and a woman and a wife you are. And that's what I was taught. And also, but since she died, then I had been using the stove that sometimes I have a difficult time and to keep the fire going when I'm at my camp. But I also have a step-grandmother who is 100-some years old now, and I had been going to her, and she's been teaching me. I would ask her questions, and she's been teaching me, which I am going to get it on a tape. And when I do, I'll like to give it to our people so they can hear her voice, and that's what I'm going to do. And also, when you around the fire cooking, and if your husband like to sit down around the fire, or if he wants to sit at the eating place, which are separated from the fire, he's waiting on his meal, sitting there, relaxing or resting, okay, it is not his duty to come and tell you how to cook that food, what you should do this. It's his place to put the logs in there for you. But when it comes to that, it's up to you to cook that food. It's not his place for to come and sit there and tell you what to do around your fire. That was another thing she had taught me, that it's not a man's job to come in and tell you what to do. His job is to see that the four logs or more logs are put in, but not to how to control the cooking place. And that's what she taught me. And I had went back and talked to my great aunts, which I got a few of them still left. And I had been talking to them to make sure that I have that knowledge. And they had been great help to me. That's what I explained to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
15:21:44.
We are asking questions to the Susie, and which she has more knowledge than all of us there. And the question that I had asked was that, is it all right to tape the medicine songs and learn it from? That's the question I asked. And Lena's saying that that's my next generation. And she said, before me, she says that what she understood. Then she asked the question to Susie, saying that that's the oldest generation there. And she says, do you think it's all right to record an Indian medicine song and learn it from? And Susie's saying that I believe if it's going to serve the purpose of my people, that I would put it on a tape for the purpose of serving my people, and it's going to help my people. And I have that belief that I would put it on tape for them to learn. And Mitty asked the question, saying, did they tell you why you shouldn't put it on a tape? And Lena saying, yes, my father told me that you can't put it on a tape. You should get the knowledge from the person face to face who is breathing and you are breathing, and get that knowledge is a wise and a strong medicine. But if it was put on a tape, tape take to everything, then when you get it from a tape, your medicine will never be that strong, or it will never be wise to use. But Susie is saying that if I believe in it, I would do it. And she said, Lena says, I was taught that you must sit face to face and learn it from, so you would have that strength and knowledge to use it. And that's what she said. That's the reason we said that, because like we there, that's what they told us, that's what they want to learn. So also we are learning from our oldest ancestors there. That was the way we wanted to explain it to our children and our future children. That was a main purpose of being there together. It's a three generation there. Four generation, because there's another young lady with us, but she is not on the film. She's not on the tape because she is getting the knowledge from us. And if she has any question, I believe she had asked later, not on the tape.
Okay. 私も願いが多くないで裏地はどうしない、前前前前を見えていくわそれを何時も思いましたが私も願いが多くないよくしこたすんばした君に生まれるというのもないしかもしこたす君はもう下に見たかったしさせてもんかしこたすぶつぶしてやんなまで見つめようとしないときにしこたすと気に入ったがまあまあね、しなくもねえかくっぱしとっとうかね。まあまあね、どうしなきゃいけない。どうしてもしかしたらしなくもくっぱして害があるとかって。なあ、僕なっていう申し訳ない感じで、こっちこたるしようとしたら、もう今言っていこう。もっと前からね、でもまあ、見つけたら、誰しかしらしなくもしまはん、くっぱしたあんちは。こんなもっちゃう、こと言っちゃう。なごみにしまはん。なごまさらなごみにしまはん、しかたしたぜ。大根いかくし、あの申し訳ないが、そう。しまはい、まあ行こうと思えば、先が保つしかなかったんだ。下に来て、以外がやっぱまあやめちゃう。以外が多いとね、大体まあちゃう。以外保つよ、お前、マシャーザーか、まあ、ルーヒーちゃう。もうね、もう行こうがある。なんか、たーん、そう言っていくのがいい。もうちょっとマシャーザーが帰ったから、下に回るとこでしょうがあるし、まあまあ、行こうがある。あの、まあ、なんで、下に降りてんじゃん、この人は帰り、あ、やっか。思うんで、あの君がこういうお前しょ、君。あたまるくいな、お前の話聞いてます。なんか、変な中に行ったから、私、殴りしゃばんかんの話は、嫌と思っちゃうんでしょ、僕のことあるや、言っていたんで。あ、いや、もう嫌でええさ。うまくしんじくちょばちよ、おかしかった。なびしていねえじゅう、なびしていねえ、おかしゃがり。なんで、いいもんが、しましゃあ、あの子、しちゃいがおうと思う。もう、まあ、て、もっと何ちゃうしたら、何の話に行かれるわ、君。思うしかたもない。だったらあごへん。栄養素をとるのはいろんな人しかたもない。なごりこまらしてしかなごりこまらしてしかなごりこまらしてしかなごりこまらしてしか。